To have Hare Krishna. We are all very fortunate to have His Grace Adi Gadadhar Prabhuji to talk on Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Kanda, first chapter, his verses 204. And before I hand over the call to Prabhuji, I would like to read Srila Prabhupada's quote for today, which goes this way. You cannot stop fighting between the dogs and cats. Why there is fighting? Because the dog is thinking, I am dog. The cat is thinking, I am cat. Similarly, if I think as Irishman or I am Englishman, it is the same thing. As the dog is thinking, I am dog. So if I think I am Irishman, I am Englishman, I am no better than the dog. As we cannot stop fighting between dogs, similarly, so long people will remain in bodily concept of life, the fighting cannot be stopped. This was said by His Divine Grace at Rome on May 23rd, 1974. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Srila Gurudev. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving your valuable time and association to enlighten us on Chaitanya Bhagavat. Very fortunate to hear from you, Prabhu, and eagerly waiting to have your class. Please take over, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Chinmayi Vrajapriya Mataji, for hosting this Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat class. My gratitude always to Priti Vilasini Mataji and Kirtida Sundari Mataji for engaging me in this service to Bhakti Sangha Chapagru. Let us get started with our Mangalacharan prayers. Om Agyanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. We are reading from Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat by the recipient of mercy, Kripa Patra of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. The author of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat is Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur Mahashaya. And we are reading from the Madhya Khanda chapter 1, text 204. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who appeared in this most degraded age of Kali Yuga to show mercy to all of us, to bestow his compassionate benediction upon all of us. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jive Daya Kori Swaparshada Swiya Dhamma Saha Avatari Atyanta Durlabha Prema Kori Bare Dan Shikhaya Sharanagati Bhakatera Pran. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come as Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvise Namaha. He has come to give the highest gift, something that has never been offered before. Anarpita Charim Chirat. He has come to give us this Karuna, this mercy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he is speaking to his mother, Srimati Shachimata. the same instructions that he had spoken as Bhagwan Shri Kapiladev Muni to his mother at that time in that incarnation, Srimati Devahuti Devi. Lord Kapiladev had spoken to Mother Devahuti the same instructions. And now as Gaur Avatar, Mother Devahuti has come as Shri Shachi Mata. And Bhagwan Kapiladev, in his original form, is Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking these instructions to his mother. What books did you read today? What did you teach today to your students? Simple question. And Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in reply to his beloved mother's question, is speaking this beautiful philosophy of devotional service to Krishna. So let us read. I have been allotted one verse, verse number 204. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is our Ishtadev, he is our Prananath, he is our Sampradaya Acharya, he is our everything. He is Radha and Krishna in one form. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya is speaking this verse. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Mariya Mariya Puna Paya Garbhavasa Sarva Ange Haya Purva Papera Prakasha. Mariya Mariya Puna Paya Garbhavasa Sarva Ange Haya Purva Papera Prakasha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying about the living entity, the Jiva, all of us. The living entity repeatedly dies and suffers. Repeatedly dies and suffers. Punarapi janana, punarapi marana. Punarapi janani, jathare shayana. As Shripad Adi Shankaracharya has written in this beautiful song, Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam. Mariya, Mariya, puna, paya, garbhavas. Again and again, the living entity dies and suffers the misery of garbhavas. The misery of being confined in the womb of a mother. And why this happens? Sarva ange hai purva papera prakash. The reactions to his previous sinful activities manifest. They manifest prakash in every one of his limbs. Sarva ange, all the limbs, all the bodily parts. Limbs means, anga means bodily parts. All the bodily parts are manifestations, prakash, of purva pap. Hare Krishna. Isn't that humbling? Think about it. Our form, our height, our weight, our complexion, our eyesight, our ability to speak, our brain memory power, our talents, everything is coming to us because of our previous activities. Avashyameva bhoktavyam kritam karma Shubhashu, Brihadnaradya Puran says this. Avashyameva bhoktavyam kritam karma shubhashubham. Whatever shubh ashubh karma we have done, definitely we have to experience the reactions to that. Avashyameva bhoktavyam kritam karma shubha ashubham. Shubha karma will lead to enjoyment in this material world. Ashubha karma will lead to pain and suffering in this material world. And this is very beautiful, Siddhanta. Sarva ange hai purva papera prakash. This means this material body that we have obtained, my dear friends, is a manifestation, prakash, of purva sanchit karma, our previously performed activities. This is called prarabdha. This current body that we have is our prarabdha. This body is made up of previously committed pious activities, previously committed sinful activities. It's a combination of both, good and bad. Good and bad, both. So we have some good things in this life, in this body, and we have some bad things. The greatest good thing is that we have got a human body. Durlabha manusham deha. This human body is very durlabha. So many species are there, except human species. So many insects, microbes, plants, trees, animals, birds, reptiles, amphibians, aquatics. But we are a very special species. It is called Manushya Deha is Deva Vandit. Manushya Sharir, human form of life, is Deva Vandit. It is glorified even by the demigods. They want. Because it is only on this earth planet that we can do karma. On earth planet also, can a dog do karma? Can a tiger do karma? Can a cow do karma? Can a crow or sparrow perform karma? Can a peacock do karma? No. So many species are there, none of them can do karma. It is only human beings who perform karma. A parrot eats a fruit on the tree without offering it to Krishna. The parrot doesn't get sins. A cat may eat a mouse. The cat doesn't get sin of meat eating. No. Nor does a tiger get the sin of eating meat. Because they don't have Vivek Buddhi in those species of life. Only human beings can perform Shubh Ashubh Karma. Therefore, the Shastras, they are instructing the human beings. They are telling us. Because in this human form of life, we can perform karma. If we perform good karma, it will lead to enjoyment. If we perform vikarma, bad karma, sinful activities, it will lead to our pain and suffering and punishment. But if we do mat karma krin, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, if we work for Krishna, it's called akarma. If we perform transcendental activities, devotional activities, then we will go to Krishna. Mad bhakta yanti mam api. Man mana bhava mad bhakto mad yaji mam namaskur mam eva shish. We go to Krishna. If we become his devotee, if we think of Krishna, we go to Krishna. So it's simple philosophy. We can stay in this world. We can degrade ourselves to the lower planetary systems where we are punished. We can upgrade ourselves to heavenly planets for enjoyment. Or the fourth choice is we go to Krishna. Mahatmanastu mam partha daivim prakriti ashrita bhajante ananda manaso nyatma bhutadim avayam. Mam upetya punarjanma dukkhalayama shashvatam naapnuvanti mahatman samsiddhim paramam gatam. Either we can get param gati, param dham, na tad bhasyate suryo na shashanko na pavaka yad gatva na nivartante tad dham paramam mama. That is one choice. Or urdhvam gachati sattvastva madhye tishtanti rajasa jaganna guna vrittisya adho gachani tamasa. Four options are there. Adho gachani tamasa, madhye tishtanti rajasa, urdhva gachanti sattvatam. Or we can do bhajan of Krishna and go to Krishna. Mam upetya punarjanma dukkhalayam shashvatam naptumanti mahatman samsiddhim paramakam. Mahatma, the gati of a mahatma is Krishna. Why? Because Mahatma nastu mam partha daivi prakriti ashrita. A Mahatma is Radha ashrit, Bhakti ashrit. Take shelter of Bhakti Devi, who is manifestation of Srimati Radharani. And because of daivi prakriti ashrita, he does bhajan. He or she does bhajan. Bhajante ananya manaso nyatva bhutadim avyam. Understanding Krishna to be the supreme personality of Godhead, thus Krishna bhajan. That person attains Krishna. So we have four options. Now it is obvious, nobody wants to get a yatana sharir and be punished by Yamraj and Yamdutas. We don't want that. Adho gachhani tamasa, we don't want. That is very clear. Because we have seen what is suffering in this world and we don't want to suffer. Do we want to stay in this material world where there is repeated birth and death, where there is padam, padam, vipadam? Anytime we can die, anytime our family members can die, anytime so many problems can come, there is so much uncertainty in this world. Do we want this world? Yes or no? No. We don't want to stay in this world. Why should we stay? Padam, padam, vipadam. We don't want to stay in this world. Krishna has called this, the creator of this world, Krishna has called this world Dukkhalaya Shashvatam. Krishna has said that Anityam Asukham Lokam Imam Prapya Bhajasvama. That after coming to this material world, which is Anitya Asukha, it is temporary, first of all. If you think you are happy, it's temporary. All your possessions are temporary. They will be taken away. Mrityu sarva harascha aham. And if you see properly, everybody is going through janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha doshanu darshanam. Everybody is suffering from birth, old age, disease, death. So everybody is miserable. It is asukham loka. There is no sukha. There is no sukha. We give birth to a child who is going to die. We take care of these bodies which is going to die. We build homes which are going to deteriorate with time. We invest in banks which did not exist few years ago, and few years later they will not exist. So in this way, everything in this world is anityam asukham. Every enjoyment that we desire to enjoy comes with a price tag. You eat one dessert, it's going to increase your blood sugar, it's going to cause some health problems, or it's going to make you addicted to that good taste, so you're going to eat more and suffer, get caries in the mouth and get diabetes inside. Everything, every enjoyment in this world is fraught with danger. Every enjoyment, you name any enjoyment, material enjoyment, it is fraught with dangers. It is loaded with danger. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, what tastes like nectar in the beginning becomes poison later on. So, we don't want to be in this world. What about going in the higher planetary systems? Swargalok, enjoying in Amaravati. How about that? No. Because Shine Punye Martyalokam Vishanti. Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, when the Punya gets over, then we have to come back to this material world. Please listen carefully, my dear friends. The upper planetary systems, heavenly planetary system, the Swargalok is like this. Have you ever gone to a 5-star hotel and stayed in a comfortable hotel? You go, there are ushers, there are greeters, they greet you. Welcome, sir. Welcome, madam. They open the door for you. Please, please come inside. Welcome, welcome, come inside. They will give a welcome drink. They will take you to your room. They will check you in. A porter will carry your luggage also, bring it to your room. Bellboy will unload your bags for you. Everybody is very nice. There is breakfast. There will be even complimentary breakfast. What complimentary? Nothing is complimentary. There is no food for life in hotels. We have paid for it. They are calling it free lunch, breakfast free, free Wi-Fi. Nothing is free. We have paid for it. It's such a lie. It's such a lie. Let a homeless person enter a hotel and say, give me free breakfast. If it is free, give me. You're saying free breakfast, give me breakfast. They will turn away that person. Go. You're not welcome. So you pay for 5 days. For 5 days, the hotel or restaurant will treat you very nicely. What happens on the 6th day? If you say, okay, my money is over, my stay is over, what I paid for is over, but can you allow me to stay for one more day, please? I will not pay anything. They will say, out, out. That same usher who ushered you in will now usher you out. Jao, niklo yahan se. Isn't it true? Think about it. We are treated nicely in a hotel. We can enjoy their swimming pool. We can sit in their hot sauna and enjoy. Why? Because we have paid money. When that money is over, we have to leave. Out. Heavenly planets are exactly like that. You go there, what is the currency for heavenly planets? Punya karma, pious activity. You give charity, you perform certain pujas, you perform certain vrat, you be truthful. You follow dharma, you get pious credits. As a result, you will go to the upper planetary systems. And there you will enjoy. You cannot perform karma. Hare Krishna. In Mahabharata, there is a very beautiful story. You see, when Maharaj Yudhishthir, along with his brothers and his wife, Yudhishthir, Bhim, Arjun, Nakul, Sahadev, and Sri Draupadi Devi, when they were cheated in the Dyuta Krida, in the gambling game, and all their kingdom, Indraprastha, everything was taken away, and they were told that for 12 years you have to live in the forest, Vanvas, forest. We're talking about Garbhavas. They had to tolerate Vanvas, and 13th year they had to be incognito. Otherwise, again, the 12 years will start. And Duryodhan's plan was somehow or the other, through his Guptachar, through his spies, he wanted to find out where they are living in the 13th year. So anyway, for 12 years, they were sent to the forest. And they were living in the forest. Yudhishthir Maharaj, his brothers and his wife, they were all living in the forest. And where was Duryodhan living? In Hastinapur, in the royal palace, enjoying food cooked by royal cooks. Sleeping on the royal bed, sitting on the royal throne, being served by servants, wearing royal clothes. He was enjoying. And the Pandavas, they were wearing tree bark. They were eating just some fruits that were available in the forest. They were sleeping on the ground. They were living in a small makeshift cottage in the forest. So tell me, my dear friends, who is enjoying? Who is happy? Who is happy? Yeah. Apparently, it looks like Duryodhan is happy. He has won. He has won. He is living in the palace and his enemies, the Pandavas, are suffering in the forest. But now let's think, who is associating with whom? Who is Duryodhan associating with in Hastinapur? With Shakuni Mama, right? His mama, Gandhari's brother, Shakuni, wicked fellow. He is associating with Dushasan. He is associating with Karna. That is the gang. Another 98 brothers who are simply obedient to this gang. Gang because they were like gangsters, wicked people. So Duryodhan is associating with Shakuni, Karna, Dushasan and others. He is discussing with them, talking with them, making plans with them, associating with them. And then they are spoiling the consciousness of Dhritarashtra also, who is overly attached to Duryodhan. Materially blind and unfortunately spiritually blind. It is not an impediment to bhakti to be physically blind. Shri Surdas ji, Mahakavi, he is called Netrahin Surdas ji. Physically, no eyes. But such a pure devotee. Shri Bilwa Mangal Acharya, author of Chaurashtakam, Govinda Damodar Stotra, Krishna Karanamrit, he was also physically not able to see. Shri Kuresh Acharya of the Shri Sampradaya, disciple of Shripad Ramanuj Acharya. Shri Kuresh Acharya also did not have eyes physically. But they were the purest, greatest devotees in the Vaishnava history. Dhritarashtra was also netrahin, physically blind. But Srila Prabhupada writes, unfortunately, he was spiritually blind also. So this is the association, this is the company of Duryodhan in Hastinapur. Now contrast this, my dear friends, with what is happening to Yudhishthira Maharaj and the Pandavas. In the forest. They are living with Shri Dhaumacharya, Dhaumya Rishi, their spiritual master. He is always there with them. And because of Shri Dhaumacharya, there are other sadhus who are coming to give darshan. Bhagwan Shri Krishna, Dvaipayana Vyasadeva, comes time and again, it is mentioned in Mahabharata, to meet with Yudhishthira Maharaj. Shripad Narad Muni comes. And in the forest, there are so many brahmacharis, sadhus, rishis, munis, tapasvis. They are constantly, in fact, Mahabharata describes wherever Yudhishthira Maharaj went, there were thousands of rishis, munis with him. In fact, Yudhishthira Maharaj obtained the Akshay Patra from Suryadev only for one purpose. So he could continue feeding these thousands of brahmarshis who were traveling with him everywhere. Mahabharata describes when Yudhishthira Maharaj left Hastinapur, after losing the gambling game, to enter the forest, so many Brahmins and sadhus and devotees from Hastinapur and Indraprastha said, now we will not stay in Indraprastha and Hastinapur. We are going with our Maharaj, Yudhishthira Maharaj. And there are thousands of rishis and devotees with Yudhishthira Maharaj, always speaking the Shastra, chanting Vedic mantras and chanting the holy name. And where did Maharaj Yudhishthira live? In Kamyavan. Which is Chaurasi Kos Vraj. They lived in Kamyavan. So they are doing Vrajvas, they are doing Dhamvas, they are surrounded by Bhaktas. Great rishis like Markandeya Rishi are coming and speaking to them. They are having such wonderful instruction. Bhim is having darshan of Hanumanji. Think about it. They are having darshan of Hanumanji. Arjun is going to the heavenly planets. And there he is meeting great devotees like Indradev. So who is happy? Is Duryodhan happy? Is Duryodhan making spiritual advancement in Hastinapur? Or apparently those who lost, those who were punished, Yudhishthir Maharaj and his brothers and wife, are they making spiritual advancement? And above all, Lord Krishna himself came and gave darshan to Draupadi and Yudhishthir Maharaj and all of them during their Vanvas. Arjun, the burning of the Khandavan happened during Vanvas in Krishna's presence. See, so many auspicious things are happening because they are devotees, because they are doing bhajan. So when Yudhishthir Maharaj is in the Vanvas with his brothers and Sri Draupadi Devi, one day Sri Markandeya Rishi comes to meet. And at that time Krishna is also there. Krishna is visiting. And suddenly Markandeya Rishi comes there. Now there are thousands of rishis and brahmins living with Yudhishthir Maharaj in the forest. There is Guru Maharaj, Sri Dhaumya Rishi. There is Bhagwan Sri Krishna. And here, Mahatapasvi, Sri Markandeya Rishi, he comes. Haribol. And his effulgence is like many suns. It appears that many suns have risen when he walks into the assembly. He is a Bal Brahmachari. Such tej, he comes. And everybody gets up. Yudhishthira Maharaj offers his respects to Sri Markandeya Rishi. Markandeya Rishi sits down. He blesses the Pandavas. And there's a very beautiful conversation that happens between Yudhishthira Maharaj and Sri Markandeya Rishi, which is recorded in the Mahabharata of Srila Vyasadeva. Yudhishthira Maharaj inquires from Sri Markandeya Rishi that, hey Rishivar, hey Brahmarshi, please tell me some stories from the Puranas that you have heard, read, or that you have yourself seen. Something that will give good instructions to me, my brothers, and my Dharmapatni. Please speak something from the Shastra that will enlighten our hearts. Hare Krishna. Nice question. That's how we should inquire when we meet sadhus. Please tell us something from Srimad Bhagavatam. Tell us something from Valmiki Ramayana. Tell us something from Bhagavad Gita ji, so that our hearts are enlightened. Not that mera bhavishya batao, tell me what is going to happen. Prabhuji, we are buying a new house. Can you please give blessings? Prabhuji, bachcho ko bula, bachcho ko bula. Photo lo. What is this? That's not how you associate with sadhus. Association of sadhus is through hearing and service to them. Not self-aggrandizement by taking photos and then putting it as status. No, should hear. We should hear from sadhus. Yudhishthira Maharaj is telling Sri Markandeya Rishi, please tell me something from the Puranas, something from the Vedic literature that will give us hope, inspire us in our life and give us a direction. Hare Krishna. Sri Markandeya Rishi tells Maharaj Yudhishthira many things. But one important thing that Sri Markandeya Rishi tells Maharaj Yudhishthira, which is relevant to what we are reading in Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat today, is Sri Markandeya Rishi tells Maharaj Yudhishthira the story of one Brahman called Mudgal. Have you heard the story of Mudgal? No. Is there in Mahabharata? So long ago, there lived a Brahman with his wife and children. His name was Mudgal. He was a very tapasvi Brahman. Hare Krishna. He was a very tapasvi Brahman. He took a vrat that we are Brahmins, we will live very simply. So he took a vrat that I will, and this is described in Srimad Bhagavatam, also this type of vrat, where a simple person can just live, a Brahman can live simply by collecting the grains that are left in the fields after the farmers have harvested and taken everything, and collect the grains that are left in the marketplace on the ground. Srimad Bhagavatam describes this, where the Brahman Dharma is described. A Brahman may live like that. A Brahman may live by collecting grains from the fields that are left behind by the farmers and grains that are left in the marketplace. So this Mudgal Brahman, he lived by these two means. He would collect grains from the fields leftover and leftover grains from the market. Not every day. Once in a fortnight on Purnima, on the full moon day, he would collect. And whatever grains he collected, they would cook part of it and they would sustain for the rest of the fortnight. And then again, he would do like that. So he was maintaining his family, children, his wife and himself like that. And anytime anybody came to his house, any atithi came, Mudgal was always very eager to serve them, both he and his wife. And they were famous as atithi sevaks. No atithi, no guest was ever turned away. Always they would serve. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Always they would serve. One day, to test them, Sri Durvasa Muni came to the house of Mudgal Rishi. And he came on Purnima, the day they had collected all the grains which were to last them for next fortnight. So Durvasa Muni came and he told Mudgal, hey Vipra, I am hungry. Please feed me something. I am your atithi. You are my yajman. You are my host and I am your guest. Mudgalji was so happy. He said, oh, Rishivar, so happy, so grateful that you have come. Of all the places, you have come to sanctify our abode, our humble abode. Please come, please come, please sit, please sit. Here is a nice asana for you. Here is water for Achaman. And just immediately, we will prepare nice prasad for you. And Mudgal told his wife, whatever is there, all the grains that we collected, everything you cook and offer Sri Durvasa Muni. Now there are small children in the house. Everything was cooked and everything was served to Durvasa Muni. And Durvasa Muni, he ate everything, finished everything, left nothing behind. And Mudgal was so happy that we are able to serve. Durvasa Muni said, give me more. I am still hungry. Give me more. He had eaten everything. Mudgalji folded his hands and begged forgiveness. He said, hey Rishivar, hey Durvasa Muni, I have taken a vrat that I will collect only once every fortnight. Please, there is nothing else I can offer now for the next fortnight. Once a fortnight I collect from the fields and the market leftover grains. Otherwise, I am just doing patan patan yajan yajan. Just reading the scriptures, teaching the scriptures free of cost. Doing puja, teaching others how to do puja. Activities of a Brahman. I don't have anything. So now only thing I can offer you is some water. Please accept water. Durvasa Muni was very pleased with the candor, the frankness, and the austerity, simplicity of this Brahman. He drank water and he was completely satisfied. He said, you have served me very nicely. I will take your leave now. Durvasa Muni took his leave. After 15 days, again he came. Hare Krishna. Again he came like that. Exactly on the day when he had collected the grains, ate everything, left nothing for the family. Already 15 days, they had only drunk water. no anna, no food. Everything was given. And when the family was hungry, Mudgal said, no, no, no. I have taken a vrat. Only once in a fortnight will I collect grains for the family. If all of them, all the grains are over, then we have to fast. In this way, Durvasa Muni came for 3 months. Every fortnight he would come and eat everything before the family could eat. This is Durvasa Muni. Hare Krishna. For 90 days, the family fasted, ate nothing, no solid food, just water for 90 days. After 90 days, Durvasa Muni was very pleased that they didn't beg anything extra. They did not hold back anything. Okay, this time let's just give Mudgal one roti. Remaining, we need to maintain ourselves. There were hungry children, hungry wife, and Mudgal himself was hungry. But he was such a tapasvi, such a strong-willed person that once he took a vrat, he would not break it, no matter what. Even if death comes, he was willing to die. He was willing to let his family die for the sake of his vrat. Durvasa Muni was very pleased after 90 days of fasting by Mudgal and his family. Durvasa Muni just blessed them, and immediately from the heaven, a golden chariot came. It had 1,000 wheels. It had swans. They came, and the swan carrier was not even touching the ground. It was so pure. It was above the ground. And the riders on that chariot who had come, the chariot drivers, they got down. They offered obeisances to Mudgal and his family members and said, all four of you, your life is successful. Two children and the wife and Mudgal, Brahman. He said, oh Brahman, your life is successful. Your life is successful. You have performed very nice tapasya and you have pleased a great Brahmarshi like Shri Devarshi, like Durvasa Muni. And by pleasing and serving Durvasa Muni, by following the vrat of a Brahman only to collect from the fields leftover grains and also from the marketplaces, that also not in excess, just once a fortnight, by being an Atithi Sevak, serving the Atithis, guests who came to your house, by leading a pure life, a life of a Brahman, based on Astikyam, religiosity, Satyam, truthfulness, very pure. We are very pleased with you. And we have come. This is a plane, special plane from the higher planetary systems. And this plane can take you to that place which is impossible to attain even for great tapasvis and rishis and munis who live in the forest. But being in Grahastha Ashram, because of your sincerity, because of your truthfulness, your simplicity and dridavrat, because of your being truthful to your vows, you have attained. Now this airplane, you do sankalpa of any higher planet in this Brahmanda and it will take you there. You want to go to Amravati, you want to go to any higher planet, Maharlok, Tapalok, it will take you. Just do sankalp and it will take you. Please, with your family, get on this plane. Hare Krishna. Are you all happy hearing this? Our Mudgalji, who has been fasting for 90 days, can now go anywhere. Just come on the chariot, make a sankalp and you will be taken. But my dear friends, Mudgalji was very intelligent. What is our tendency? When sense gratification is given, we just grab it without thinking, without using our Vivek Buddhi, power of discrimination. Is it right, wrong? What am I getting into? We just jump. Mudgalji was not like that. He told the chariot drivers, he said, oh great souls, before I get on this chariot and before I go to the next destination, please tell me which high destination this chariot can take me. Tell me the gun and avgun. Tell me the qualities and the flaws of that place. The chariot drivers began speaking. They said, oh Mudgalji, you and your family sitting on this chariot can go to any of the higher planetary systems, planets, where your body will never feel hungry. Yet, will be able to enjoy heavenly delights, where your body will not produce any sweat, stool or urine. Malamutra nahi banega. Divya sharir hoga. You will have a divine body, a celestial body, which does not produce stool, urine and sweat. You will not have to become old. Your body will always remain youthful. There will be no quarrel. There will be no enmity. Everyone will be very pious, punyatma. There will be no duratma there. Though no sinful person will come near you. Only pious people live there. People who have performed a lot of pious activities, they can come there. They are all nice people. And you can enjoy like anything. No disease will ever touch you. You will never feel fatigued. And the garland that you will wear will also not wilt. Mudgal said, how long can I stay there? Oh, you can stay there for hundreds of thousands of years, as long as your garland doesn't wilt. But when your garland will begin wilting, that means all the punya that you have earned in this life by following this vrat of collecting grains from the fields and markets once in a fortnight, being truthful, performing so many pujas, studying the scripture, performing yajnas, being a pure Brahman, all the punya that you have accumulated, when all that is over, your garland will become wilted. Your garland will sab pushpa murja jayenge. Your garland will become wilted. The day your garland becomes wilted in the heaven, O Mudgal, you and your family member should know that your pious credits have exhausted. Then you will be thrown down to the earth planet again. Mudgal said, can I stay there forever? They said, nobody can stay there forever. Indra himself is kicked out when his duration is over. No one can stay there forever. But as long as you stay there, you'll be very comfortable. He said, no. But can I stay there forever? He said, no, you cannot stay there forever. The day your pious activities are exhausted, you are going there on the power of your pious activities. Once your pious activities are over, you have to come back to karma bhumi, earth, and then again start. Mudgalji was very intelligent. He asked them, I am not interested in any of the higher planets. Can you tell me of a place where once I go, I will never have to come back? Where once I go, I will never have to take birth in a mother's womb. Is there any such place? Can you please tell me? At that time, Brahmarshi Shri Durvasa Muni appeared there and told Mudgal, your question is very good. This is the question that one should ask. Durvasa Muni tells Mudgalji, if you want to go to a place from where you will never have to return, from where you will never fall down, where your pious activities will never get exhausted, in fact, a place from where no one ever falls, then you must do Hari Bhajan. Mahabharata says this. Then you must do Hari Bhajan. You must engage in Hari Bhajan because that is inexhaustible. Neha vrikkamanashosti pratyavayo na vidyate svalpamivasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. Nadat bhasyate suryo na shashanko na pavaka yadgatva na nivartante tad dhama paramam mama. Chintamani prakhara sadma shukalpa vriksha lakshavrite shusurabhi rabipalayantam lakshmi sahasra shatasambrahma sevyamanam govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. You do Hari Bhajan. Mudgal from that day gave up all this vrat, tap, ityadi, and he engaged himself in Hari Bhajan along with his family, and very soon he attained Sri Vaikuntha Dham. Hare Krishna. So beautiful story. Mahabharata. So Sri Markandeya Rishi continues speaking to Yudhishthir Maharaj and says, therefore, Yudhishthir Maharaj, don't think that Duryodhan is enjoying there. Right now he may be enjoying because of his some pious credits, but soon those credits will get over. And then he will get the results of his pap, of his sins. Oh, Maharaj Yudhishthir, when that day comes, there will be nobody even to offer him some tarpan, some water. He will be lying alone on the battlefield, bleeding, thirsty, and no one will come to him. He will suffer. Whereas you will enjoy the kingdom that has been wrongly taken away from you. And after you have enjoyed the kingdom, you will go to the abode of the Supreme Lord, Vaikuntha, where you will forever live with him. Therefore, do not lament, my dear Yudhishthir, dharma rakshati rakshita. One who protects dharma, dharma protects him. You are sakshad, murtiman, dharmaraj. You don't have to worry about your future. Now you are in the forest, you do Hari Bhajan. Markandeya Rishi says, you do Hari Bhajan, just do Hari Bhajan. And what bhajan you have done, O Yudhishthir Maharaj, that Hari who I saw as Vadapatra Shai, sleeping on the banana, on a banyan leaf, sucking his own toe, that Mukunda is now sitting with you as this Krishna Chandra. That same Krishna I had seen lying down as a small baby boy, sucking his toe. That same Krishna is now appearing as your friend, walking with you, talking with you, embracing you, conversing with you. Markandeya tells Yudhishthir Maharaj, "Oh, Yudhishthir, don't think this Yadunath is some ordinary friend. He's that same Krishna who I had seen on the banyan leaf. What a patrashayi Vishnu." Saying this, Markandeya Rishi offers obeisances to Sri Krishna, circumambulates Sri Krishna and disappears. Hare Krishna. So beautiful. Therefore, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us, this human life is meant for bhajan, Krishna bhajan. Previous verse, Chitta diya shuna mata jive raje gati, Krishna na bhajile paaye jateka durgati. Maria Maria Puna Pai Garbhava Sarvangehaya Purva Papero Prakash. Our previous sins will determine our body. That is Prarabdha. The purport Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Ji Maharaj has quoted two full chapters from Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, chapters 30 and 31st. We have only 13 minutes more and I will not be able to read this purport. So therefore, I will just give you a synopsis of this. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling his mother, Srimati Shachi Mata, the same instructions that Lord Kapila Dev gave to his mother Devahuti. That influenced by this material consciousness, we forget about Krishna. We forget where we are. We forget about the time factor. We are misguided by materialism. And we consider home, land, wealth, our body as everything, even though these are all temporary. Asat Sena. These are all Asat Sena. They are temporary. They are going to abandon us. But out of ignorance, we think all this is permanent. Permanent job, permanent house, permanent relationships. Nothing is permanent. Matra sparshastu kaunteya, shitoshna sukha dukkhada, agama payano nityam, tamsitichasva bharata. In this way, because of our karma, we take birth. We are in the mother's womb. In the mother's womb, we are suffering in that confined space, and at that time we offer prayers to Krishna, all of us. And when we are born, that smriti is taken away. We forget that we have offered prayers. But all of us have offered prayers. Garbhastuti. We have offered prayers when we are in the womb of the mother, just before birth, in the 9th, 10th month. So in this regard, I would like to share one very beautiful bhajan by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur Mahashaya, who has summarized these two chapters in one bhajan. So we don't have time to read the whole purport, so we'll read this one bhajan. Bhuliya Tomare, by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur Mahashaya. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur Mahashaya is writing Bhuliya tomare samsare asiya peye nana vidhavyatha tomar charane asiya chiyami bolibo dukhe rakatha. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur Mahashaya, taking the position of all of us conditioned souls, is writing this bhajan for our benefit. Thakur Mahashaya is writing, forgetting you, falling into worldliness, I have suffered many pains. Bhuliya tomare, that is our problem, that we have forgotten Krishna. Krishna bhuliya sejiv, anadi bahirmukh. Atayeva mayatare deha samsar dukh. Bhuliya tomare samsare asiya peye nana vidha vyatha. I have suffered many pains. Tomar charane asiya chiyami bolibo dukhe rakatha. But now falling at your feet, tomar charane, I will tell you my woeful tale, my sorrowful tale. Dukhe rakatha. What is the katha? Please listen carefully, my dear friends. This is our beloved Bhakti Vinod Thakur Mahashaya. Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Satchidananda Namine Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Varayate. He has written this for our benefit. This is our prayer. Janani Jathare Chilama Jakona Vishama Bandhana Pashe Eka Bar Prabhu Dekhadiya More Banchile Dina Dase. When I was still in my mother's womb, I was tightly confined within the uterus. Once, O Lord, O Krishna, you appeared to me. Aha. However, this lowly servitor was simply cheated. Banchile adina dase. Tako na bhavinu janam paiya koribo bhajana tava. Janam hoilo podi maya jale na hoilo jnana lava. For I thought that I would take birth and serve you. Koribo bhajana tava. Instead, I was born and I fell into the net of Maya. Janam hoilo podi Maya jale. I fell into the net of Maya after birth without a trace of wisdom. Na hoilo jnana lava. Lava means little bit. Trace. Not even a trace of real wisdom. I fell into the net of Maya. So the jiva, the jantu, in the womb, the fetus in the womb of the mother is praying to Krishna that I was confined in my mother's womb. I thought I will take birth and serve you, but when I was born, I fell into the net of Maya. How did it happen?
Adare ra chele swajane ra kole hasiya katanu kala janaka janani snehte bhuliya samsara lagilo bhalo.
Very beautiful analysis. Adare ra chele swajane ra kole hasiya katanu kala. Affection of my family members, sitting on their laps and laughing, hasiya, their respect, their love, affection, all this, what happened? Katanu kal, I wasted my time, I killed the time in affection of family members, sitting, laughing, ha ha, he he, all these prajalpa, gramya katha, I wasted my time. Janaka janani snehete bhuliya samsara lagilo bhalo. Hare Krishna. I forgot you, Krishna. Bhuliya. I forgot you, Krishna. Why? Janaka janani snehete. because my parents put me on their lap and said, oh, such a sweet boy. They threw birthday parties year after year, bought me clothes, got me nice food, pampered me. And the affection bestowed upon me by my mother and father, bhuliya tumhare, I forgot you, Krishna. I forgot you. I forgot how I had prayed to you in the mother's womb when I was helpless. And now I started thinking, this world is not such a bad place after all. Maybe Krishna made a mistake when he called this world Dukhalaya. This world is Sukhalaya. Samsara lagilo bhalo. This world seemed very nice, very appealing. Krame dina dina balak hoi ya khelinu balak sah. Ara kichu dine jnana upajilo patha podi aharah. I gradually became a small child. Krame dina dina balak hoiya. Slowly I grew and I became a small child. And what was my activity? Ladakpan khela me khoya. Khelinu balak sah. I started playing with other small children. Ara kichu dine jnana upajilo. My awareness grew. My awareness of the world grew. I was growing up. My brain was growing. My mind was growing. And then what happened? Jnana upajilo. I became little learned. What did I do? Patha podi aharah. I began my daily school. Day after day, every day I would go to school. 12 years of school, 4 years of college, 4 years of university and more. I went to school. What happened? I got Vidya. Vidyara gaurave bhrami deshe deshe dhana uparjana kori. Swajana palana kori ekamane bhulinu tomare hari. Hey Hari! Hey Bhagwan Hari! Oh Lord Hari, Shri Hari. Vidyara gaurave bhrami deshe deshe. Proud of my learning. Medical doctor. I cracked USMLE. I cracked GRE, TOEFL, IELTS, whatnot, IIT, and so many exams. I cracked MBA. Brahme deshe deshe. And then I go here and there, different cities, different countries, getting jobs. Vidya Raghavarave, proud of my knowledge. I am MS, I am BTEC, MTEC, MD, this, that, MBA. Brahme deshe deshe. For what? Dhana uparjana kori. Only to earn money. Money is honey. My dear sonny, rich man's joke is always funny. Become a rich man. Become a rich man. Dhana uparjana kori. To earn money, I am traveling to America, to London, to Australia, India, Mumbai, big, big places. Money, money, money. Swajana palana kori eka mane. With great attention, ek mane. I am maintaining my family. Swajana palana, my wife, my parents, my children. I am looking after their upkeep, providing for them. Money, money, money. But what happened? Bhulinu tomare Hari. Hey Hari, I forgot you in the bargain.
Vardhakya ekona bhakati vinoda kadiya katara ati na bhajiya tore dina bhrita gelo ekona ki habe gati.
Vardhakya ekona. But now I have become vriddha. I have become old. I have become old. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur Mahashaya, Param Bhagavat Vaishnava Acharya, he is taking our position in writing this for us. He is Nitya Siddha, he is Kamala Manjari, but he is teaching us. Kadiya Kataravati. I have wasted my life and now in my old age I am distressed, I am suffering. Na bhajiya tore Hari, na bhajiya tore. I did not do your bhajan, I did not worship you, I did not chant your name, I wasted my life. Dina Bhrita Gelo. I've wasted all my days. এখন কি হবে গতি, না হোয়াট উইল হ্যাপেন টু মি, হোয়াট গতি আই উইল গেট, দুর্গতি, ও নাও আই এম ভেরি আফ্রেড, নাও আই এম ভেরি আফ্রেড. This is the song of Shri Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So beautiful.
Yadi te hari pada saroja sudhara sapana param hridayam satatam parihritya griham kali bhavamayam bhajagodruma kanana kunja vidhum.
Aha. Shila Bhakti Vinod Thakur Mahashaya is giving a solution. Sorry, this is a separate song, but it showed up so beautiful. Yadi te hari pada saroja sudha rasa pana param hridayam satatam. If your hriday is eager to satatam, perpetually absorbed, be absorbed in drinking rasa pan, what? The ambrosial rasa of Shri Hari's lotus feet. Yadite Hari Pada Saroja Sudha. Aha. If you want to drink the nectar of the lotus feet, Pada Saroja means lotus feet. Sudha means nectar. If you want to, and Paramras, if you want to drink that Paramras of Hari Pada Saroja Sudha, lotus feet of Hari, the Charanamrit, the nectar, then abandon that home which is filled with the nature of Kali. Parihritya griham kali bhavamayam. Kali. Kali means meat eating, intoxication, illicit sex, gambling and greed for money, gold. Five things according to first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Five things is Kali. Five places of Kali. If we are doing these five things in our grihastha life, then we are griham medhi. Give up that. Abandon. Abandon. And do what? Bhaja godruma kanana kunja vidhum. Vidhum means moon. Bhaja means perform bhajan, worship. Shri Gaura Chandra. Gaura Chandra is the moon of Godrum's forest. Nikunja, the kunja. Kanana kunja means forest bowers. Kunja means bower. And kanana means forest. Godrum is Godrum Dweep of Navadweep. And vidhum means moon. The moon of Navadvip is Shri Gaura Chandra. Bhaja Gaura Chandra. Aha. Yadi te hari pada saroja sudhara sapana param hridayam satatam parihritya griham kalibhavamayam bhaja godruma kanana kunja vidhum. Give up being a Kali chela. Give up association of Kali. And worship Gauranga Mahaprabhu because he is Kali Bhayanashana.
Shri Shachi Nandana Gao He Kali Yuga Pavana Kali Bhayanashana. Shri Shachi Nandana Gao He Dhana Yauvana Jeevana Raja Sukham Nahi Nityam Anukshana Nashaparam Tyaja Gramya Katha Sakalam vifalam bhaja godruma kanana kunja vidhum.
Dhana, wealth, yauvana, youth, jivana, duration of life, rajya sukham, royal happiness, none are permanent, nahi nityam, nahi nityam, they are not permanent, as they are prone to destruction at every moment. Anukshana nashaparam, they are getting destroyed every moment. Tyaja gramya katha, give up all chit chat, which is vifalam. It bears no fruit, it's useless. How much chit chat we have done? Bolo. How much chit chat we have done? How much chit chat? Just standing, sitting, friends, just talking aimlessly. Gramya katha. It is just time waste. Tyaja gramya katha, sakalam vifalam. It's vifal. And do what? Bhaja godruma kanana kunja vidham. So beautiful. Dhana yauvana jivana raja sukham nahi nityam anukshana nashaparam tyaja gramya katha sakalam vifalam bhaja godruma kanana kunja vidhum. Ramani, sorry, I'm just going. Let me do one or two more verses. Then we'll stop.
रमणी जन संग सुखम च स्वखे चरणे चरमे भयदम पुरुषार्थ हरम हरि नाम सुधा रसमत्तमतिर भज गोद्रुम कानन कुंज विधुम। श्री भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर इज एड्रेसिंग अस, ओ फ्रेंड, द प्लेजर टू बी हैड इन द कंपनी ऑफ ब्यूटिफुल वुमेन अल्टीमेटली लीड्स टू ड्रेड। रमणी जन संग सुखम च सखे चरमे भयदम, इट इज भयदम, कृष्णा इज अभयदम, ददामि अभयम एंड प्रापंचिक सुख, इंद्रिय तृप्ति सुख, दैट इज भयदम, इट गिव्स भय। रमणी जन संग सुखम च सखे चरमे भयदम पुरुषार्थ हरम। यू विल गेट सिफिलिस, यू विल गेट गोनोरिया, यू विल गेट क्लमेडिया, यू विल गेट HIV, यू विल गेट हेपेटाइटिस बी, यू विल गेट हेपेटाइटिस सी, यू विल गेट सो मेनी सेक्सुअली ट्रांसमिटेड इन्फेक्शंस इफ यू डू रमणी संग, इफ यू डू अवॉइड स्त्री संग, इफ यू एंगेज इन इलिसिट सेक्स, एंड मोस्ट इंपॉर्टेंटली यू मे गेट ट्रीटमेंट फॉर दिस डिजीज। यू विल सफर 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 वेनेरियल डिजीज, बट you can be treated, there is some treatment there, but what is most dangerous, why it is atma nash trividham narakeshyedam dwaram nashanam atmana, nashanam atmana kama krodha tatha lobhas tasmad ida trayam tyajet. Why kam is nashanam atma, why it is the destroyer of the very self, why it destroys us, because Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur Mahashaya is giving purushartha haram. Are these material STI, you can be treated. But what about purushartha haram? Your internal cleanliness is gone. Your four regulatory principles gone. Your vrat you have taken during initiation, your diksha vrat is gone. You're not a Vaishnav. You're not a Vaishnav. Where is your sadachar? You're gone. You're skalit. You have fallen from the path of bhakti. You have gone away from Krishna. Purushartha haram. How will you stand in front of Srila Prabhupada now? How? How will you stand in front of Gurudev? Slap on your face. How? Purushartha haram. You have lost your purushartha for 5 minutes of pleasure. Fool. You have had that pleasure even as animals. It is bhayadam. Bhayadam. People will spit at you now. Society will ostracize you, bhayadam, because you could not control your senses for 5 minutes. Tyagat shanti, Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, tyagat shanti, give up, give up, give up. Temptations are there, just give up, don't fall for those temptations. Tyagat shanti, you tolerate them, they will go away by Krishna's mercy. Take shelter of Krishna. But don't give in. Every time you give in, you are creating new samskar and you will have to deal with them later on. Very difficult. Don't do. Don't do. Therefore, parihritya griham kali bhavamayam came in the first verse itself. So how to fight this temptation for ramani jana sangha sukham? Because we think it is sukh. It is not sukh. It is dukkha. It is dukkha, dukkha, dukkha. ये ही संस्पर्शजा भोगा दुख एवं आद्यंतवंत कौंते न तेषु रमते बुधा। इंटेलिजेंट पर्सन विल नॉट एंगेज इन एंजॉइंग दिस टेम्पररी प्लेजर्स विच आर बॉर्न ऑफ जस्ट कॉन्टैक्ट ऑफ द सेंसेस विद द सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट। ये ही संस्पर्शजा भोगा दुख योन एवते, इट इज दुख एव, ओनली दुख, कृष्ण इज सेइंग ओनली दुख। आद्यंतवंत कौंते न तेषु रमते, दिस टेम्पररी प्लेजर ऑफ बिगनिंग एंड एंड, दे आर लाइक वीकेंड्स, दे कम एंड गो। यस्टरडे वाज मंडे इन द हॉस्पिटल, सो मेनी टाइम्स आई हियर, हे हाउ इज योर वीकेंड मैन, ओ इट वाज ग्रेट बट इट वाज टू शॉर्ट, ओ या इट्स ऑलवेज टू शॉर्ट। अरे दैट्स हाउ इट इज, आद्यंतवंत कौंते न तेषु रमते बुधा। But for a devotee, Anandam Budhi Vardhanam Prati Padam, every day is a festival. Bhavatsavena Bhajatam, it's Utsav every day for a devotee. Every morning chanting is Navam Navam. New realizations, new experiences, new taste,
Every time that Ashtakam, new flavor. Every time Harikatha, Navam Navam, Navam Navam, so beautiful. Beautiful realizations. For a devotee, it's really Anandambodhi Vardhanam Pratipadam Purna Mrita Aswadanam. Very beautiful this is. Ramani Jana Sangha Sukham Cha Sakhe Charame Bhayadam Purushartha Haram. So how do I fight those temptations? Answer is given in third line. Hari Nama Sudhara Samatta Matir Bhajagodruma Kanana Kunja Vidhum. Oh friend, the pleasure to be had in the company of women ultimately leads to dread in the form of continuous bondage in the cycle of birth and death. And it robs one of human life's true goal. Jaiva Dharma, Krishna Prem, Purushartha Haram. So what to do with the ambrosial rasa, nama rasa? Nama sudha rasa gao Krishna yasha rakho vachana mana mohura. With the ambrosial rasa of Shri Harinam, Harinamamrit, Harinam rasa. Nama Chintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shuddho Nitya Mukto Abhinnatva Namanam. You know, sweet, sweet, sweet Madhuram Madhure Bhyopi Mangale Bhyopi Mangalam Pavanam Pavane Bhyopi Harer Namaeva Kevalam. Madhuram Madhure Bhyopi, the greatest sweet Harinam. With the ambrosial rasa of Shri Harinam intoxicating your mind, matta ho jao, matta matir. Not matta matir because of material pleasures, but Harinam rasa sudha. Perform bhajan of the moon of the Godrum Swan is ours. I want to read more. There's Radharani coming in one of the verses somewhere. Yeah, Vrishabhanu Sutan. But anyway, it's very late now, 12, 11. So we'll stop here. But this is beautiful. This is the solution. Solution is to worship Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we know the problem now. We know the options and we know which option to choose. What is the problem? Punarapi janam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani jathare shayanam. As the verse says. What does the verse say? Maria, Maria, punaha, paye garbhavas, sarva ange hai purva papera prakash. That is a problem. Repeated birth, death, disease, old age. Options kya hai? Four options. Option of going to hell, yatana shir, it's worse than this. We don't want. Same place? No. Padam, padam, vipadam. Nahi chahiye. Okay, we don't want. Heavenly planets? We saw the story of Mudgal. Nahi. Not a good option. Kshine punne martileko vishanti. Again, we'll fall down as soon as a price. Temporary. It's like going to a hotel. We cannot stay in a hotel forever. What is the option for us? We want to love Radha and Krishna. We want to love Radha. Radha Krishna Seva Pavei Abhilash. We want to love Radha Krishna and serve them in Vrindavan. Aradhyo Bhagwan Brajesha Tanayas Taddhama Vrindavan. And the solution is very simple. Take shelter of Sri Guru, take shelter of Sri Gauranga and chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Iti Shodashakam Namnam Kali Kalmasha Nashanam Nataha Parataropaya Sarva Vedeshu Drishyate. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sadhu Sangha Nama Kirtan, Bhagavat Shravan, Mathura Vasa Shri Murti Rashradhaya Sevan. Tara Madhe Sarva Shrishtha Nava Vidha Bhakti, Krishna Prema Krishna Dite Dhare Mahashakti. Taro Madhe Sarva Shresh Nama Sankirtan Nirapradhe Nama Leile Pave Premadhan Khaite Shuite Sada Krishna Namalay Deshakala Niyam Nahi Sarva Siddhi Hai. That is the solution. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jive Doyana Meruchi Vaishnava Sevan Eitin chadi dharma nahi shuno sanatan. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Prabhu kahe Vaishno seva nama sankirtan. Dui kara shigra pabe Shri Krishna charan. हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय अद्वैत जय जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय रूप सनातन भट्ट रघुनाथ श्री जीव गोपाल भट्ट दास रघुनाथ। ए छय गोसाई जबे ब्रजे कोई लोवास राधा कृष्ण नित्य लीला कोरिया प्रकाश। तादेर चरण सेवी भक्त सनेवास जनमे मोरी ए अभिलाष। हरे कृष्णा। थैंक यू वेरी मच डिवोटीज। शिल प्रभुपाद की जय। निताय गौर हरि बोल। हरे कृष्ण। आई विल स्टॉप हियर।
Thank you for this very beautiful class. Such a beautiful class. You started with Bhagavad Gita verses and then took us to Mahabharata, where you gave the Mudgal Brahmana story and explained about all the three levels. And then you took us to the fourth level, which is the most beautiful level, hearing from your lotus mouth. It was so beautiful, Prabhu. Really, it was a very blissful class. And you ended it with Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's bhajan and explaining so beautifully. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam. Hare Krishna, devotees. Please go ahead with your realizations or questions. Svinita Gandharvika Mataji, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. What a beautiful class, Prabhu. You are enjoying the class and you made all of us to enjoy a lot. Such a beautiful class, and especially the bhajan is very, very clear, understanding our situation, where we are, how we have prayed and how we are have forgotten Krishna and enjoying nicely in the material world. Thank you so much, Prabhu. But my question is, you are saying that a soul is like in the womb, we are able to remember the Lord and we are able to pray to the Lord that please make me, you know, get out of this situation. I have to worship you so that I don't come again into the womb of a mother. But is that only the fortunate soul or everybody will remember it?
We don't remember, Ataji. Actually, in Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, chapter 30th and 31st, Shri Kapil Dev Muni, Bhagwan Shri Kapil Dev Ji, he explains that as soon as the birth happens, we forget that we had offered prayers. Because in the womb, we had suffered so much. Just imagine, people are scared to go inside the MRI machine. We have to sometimes give them sedatives. Imagine how it must be in the mother's womb. It is dark. It is confined. We don't know where we are. We don't know we are ever going to come out or what. We have no idea. It's so scary. As soon as a child is born, the child is crying. So for the soul, it is very unnatural to be confined like that, because soul is by nature always active. So we forget, because if we remember how we suffered in the womb, we will get post-traumatic stress disorder. Everybody will.
My question is not like that. My question is, do everybody get a chance to pray in the womb? Only the fortunate soul, or everybody will realize that, oh, I did a mistake in the womb, I am asking.
According to Srimad Bhagavatam, everyone. This is the everyone. That we have all prayed like that. And it is because of artha, because we are arthi, we are suffering. You know, chaturvidha bhajantema. Arthi artharthi jidnyasu bharatarshava. Gyani cha bharatarshava. So arthi, artharthi, jidnyasu and jnani. So here we are arthi, we are suffering. So with artha bhav, with suffering, we are calling out to Krishna. Hey Krishna, please protect me. So everybody does that, because everybody suffers. Bhagavatam also says, we have all prayed like that, but we all forget in the human form of life. At 10 months, we have all prayed like that, 9 months. Okay, Mathari, is that okay? We have all prayed.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Ananga Kishori Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhanvat Pranam. Prabhuji, Mahaprabhu said in, I think, Chaitanya Bhagavat, that If a devotee does two things, he always chants the holy names and never criticizes devotee, then I'll take him to Godhead. So the first part sometimes looks easier. Because we may not like criticize devotees, but sometimes we lack appreciation for devotees. So how do we overcome this tendency? This can be a major block in our spiritual path to not appreciate devotees enough.
Yes. Hare Krishna. Krishna consciousness is a journey. And we all have to slowly, slowly make advancement. It's a journey. And in the beginning, at least we should try to see the good in others. They may have certain qualities that are unappealing, qualities that may put us off. But everyone has some good qualities, especially devotees. They all have good qualities. So we should make it a conscious exercise to point out their good qualities. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Ji Maharaj, whenever in the math, two devotees would argue and one of them would come and complain to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Ji Maharaj, he would call the two devotees face to face and tell them, now you tell five good qualities about this Vaishnava and you tell five good qualities about this Vaishnava. Then we'll discuss. And when they would focus on the good qualities of that Vaishnava, then they had nothing to complain. And Manushanam Sahasreshu, Kaschidadi Siddha, Yatatramapi Siddhanam, Kaschin Mamveti Tatvata. Krishna Bhakta is so durlab. Manushanam Sahasreshu. Narayana Parasarve, na Kutaschana Bhavyati. Swarga Pavarga Narkeshu, Api Tulyartha Darshana. Vaishnava is so rare, and a Vaishnava is so fearless, that doesn't care whether he is in hell, heaven, or liberated. Everything is same for that Vaishnava. Vaishnavas are so great. He's a Vaishnava. And I'm finding faults with this Vaishnava. It is so sinful on my part to criticize a Vaishnava. No, 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 I should not criticize Vaishnava. So what if we cannot agree on certain things? But there are so many other things that we agree upon. We agree on the position of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We agree that we should chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. We agree that Radha Krishna are our worshipable deities. So why should I fight? I am agreeing on such major things. Why should I fight over trivial things? So like that. So the first stage is, just like we are seeing faults, we are doing dosha darshan, we should do guna darshan. Vaishnavera gunagrahi na dekhaye dosh. Kayamana vakya kare Vaishnava santosh. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction is there. Vaishnavera gunagrahi. A Vaishnava accepts guna in others. Na dekhaye dosh. Doesn't see faults. We are not able to appreciate devotees because we see faults in them. And we don't see good qualities in them. Mahaprabhu is saying opposite. Vaishnavera gunagrahi. A Vaishnava is gunagrahi. He sees and accepts the good qualities in others. Vaishnavera gunagrahi. Na dekhaye dosh. Doesn't see faults in others. Kaya mana vakya kare Vaishnava santosh. With body, mind and words, he engages in pleasing the devotees. Serving the devotees. Kaya mana vakya kare Vaishnava santosh. Such a beautiful verse. Vaishnavera gunagrahi na dekhaye dosh. Kaya mana vakya kare Vaishnava santosh. So on the first stage, just like we are able to see faults, we should tell the mind that now see some good qualities in them. Just like you are seeing faults, now see good qualities. And when we meditate on their good quality, when we think about their good qualities, then the negative qualities are so trivial. Shipram bhavati dharmatma. Shashvat shantim nigacchati. Kaunteya pratijani name bhakta pranay. Very soon they will become pure. Yeah, there may be some impurities. But don't I have impurities? When people wanted to lynch the prostitute, Lord Jesus Christ said, that person should cast the stone first who has never sinned. Hare Krishna. Everybody dropped the stones. We are such sinners. How many sins we have committed? So we should... what is that verse from Bhagavatam? Where it is said that the devotee is so rare. Narayana Parayana, Durlabha Kotishapu Mahamune. What is that verse? Anybody knows? Narayana Parasarve. What is that? No. Narayana Kotishapu Mahamune. Crores of people.
Narayana Parasarve na Kutaschana Bibhyati.
That I quoted. No, the other one. Where the devotees, Sudurlabha Prashantatma Kotishapi Mahamune, that verse. Sudurlabha Prashantatma. Vaishnava is very Sudurlabha, very rare. Kotishapi, among crores of people, hardly one will be a Vaishnava. So like that. So Vaishnava is very rare, very rare. And when we appreciate a Vaishnava based on that, that's such a rare opportunity to associate with a Vaishnava. Why am I wasting my life finding faults? And Krishna becomes very displeased when we find faults with Vaishnavas. So that is the first stage. But the second stage is there is so much gratitude in the heart that appreciation becomes natural. So much gratitude is there for Vaishnavas that appreciating a Vaishnava becomes very natural, comes naturally. But in the preliminary stage, we should do this exercise. Just like I'm able to see fault, let me see some good in that Vaishnava. And let me focus on that good. Because if I focus on the bad, then I will get those qualities. If I focus on the good, then I will get the good qualities. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada said very clearly that we are able to see faults in others because we are ourselves honeycombed with faults. Because we have faults, we are able to see them in others because we are reflecting them. Atmavat mannate jagat. Atmavat mannate jagat. Because we have envy, we see others are envious. Like that. So in this way, we have to deal with the mind. Not appreciating Vaishnavas is a disease of the mind. And we have to, with our intelligence, Vivek Buddhi, we have to control the mind and retrain the mind to see the good in others. Good in the Vaishnavas. Appreciate them. Encourage them. You should remember this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Vaishnavera gunagrahi na dekhaye dosh. That also verse is there. And there's one more verse on Bhagavatam. I'm not able to remember the whole verse. But it is like that. That Sudurlabha Prashantatma Koteshapi Mahamune. Vaishnava is very rare. Sudurlabha Prashantatma. Anybody shared that verse? Haan, Muktana Ananya has shared. Thank you, Veda. Muktanam api Siddhanam Narayana Parayana. Sudurlabha Prashantatma Kotesh Api Mahamune. Very nice. Sixth canto. That Muktanam Api Siddhanam, among those who are liberated, those who have attained Siddhis, Narayana Parayana is Sudurlabha. There may be many Muktajeev, there may be many Siddhajeev. They have attained Mukti, they have attained Siddhi, but even among them, hardly one is a Narayana Parayana, someone who is devoted to Lord Narayana. Narayana Parayana Sudurlabha Prashantatma. Because Prashantatma Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Na Sochati Na Kamshati Samaha Sarveshu Bhuteshu Mad Bhaktim Labhate Panam. A devotee is blissful. You see His Grace Janani Vasprabhu. Always blissful. Always blissful. Devotee, pure devotee is always blissful. So like that. Is that okay, Mataji? I don't know. But yes, Darshini Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhanvat Pranam. Welcome to Sri Srila Prabhupada. Prabhuji, am I audible?
Yes, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Yeah. So Prabhuji, my question is...
You are audible and you are visible. You are rare. Kotishabhi Mahamani. You are rare among the devotees, among 50 devotees. Only two are...
Very rarely very fallen. I'm rarely very fallen.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji.
Yes, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, my question is that in your recent classes, I mean, in one of your Mahaprakash Leela classes, you were telling us that the mode of doing kirtan should be such that, you know, we should do kirtan in such a way that we should think that this is our last kirtan. We may not get a chance to do kirtan again. So my question is that when we are serving Bhagavatam or when we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam or Srila Prabhupada's books, and when we are doing kirtan and japa, what should be the right meditation? What should be the right mood, such that you know we are completely connected with whatever we are doing?
The quality of our japa, the quality of our kirtan, depends on the quality of our consciousness. When we chant japa or we do kirtan, we should offer a prayer that my dear Guru, my dear Gauranga, my dear Radha Krishna, you want me to do kirtan. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Satam kirtayantoma. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, kirtaniya sada hari. And Srila Prabhupada has said, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. So we have been instructed by Guru Gauranga Gopinath to do Naam Bhajan, Japa and Kirtan. So my dear Guru Gauranga Gopinath, I am doing Naam Bhajan, I am going to do Japa, I am going to do Kirtan now, Sankirtan with the devotees. I am very grateful to you that you have woken me up during Brahma Murta for Japa. You have brought me together in the association of devotees today for this Harinam Sankirtan. I am very grateful to you. And I am doing this to please you. You told me to do. I am doing it out of obedience. I have no taste. But actually it is Madhuram Madhurebhyo. It's very sweet. So my dear Guru Gauranga Gopinath, as an obedient servant, I am doing this for your pleasure. Not to get dhanam, not to get janam, not to get sundarim. No, I am doing it just to please you. You said, and I am doing it. I don't know what is right, I don't know what is wrong, but you said, you do, so I am doing. Please purify me, and please give me taste. Please give me taste, so that I can chant with ruchi. Jibe doya name ruchi, Vaishnava sevan, etin chadi dharma nahi suno sanatan. I want to become a pure devotee. Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj would write letters to Gopalji like this. I'm not asking you for opulence. I'm not asking you for wealth. I'm not asking you for followers. I'm not asking you for comforts, luxuries. I'm not asking you for good health. You can give that to others who are asking. Oh Gopal, Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj would write. Oh Gopal, I'm only asking you. I want to be your pure devotee. I want to be a sadhu. Please make me a sadhu. Make me a pure devotee. We can pray like that. Make me a pure devotee, Krishna. I want to become your pure devotee. Pure devotee means Mama Janmani Janmaneshware. Ahaituki Bhakti Tui. That is a pure devotee. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundari. Ahaituki Bhakti. Savai Pumsam Parodharma Yato Bhakti Radhokshaje. Ahaituki Apratihata Yatma Suprasita. Pure devotion means Anya Abhilashita Shunyam Jnana Karmadhyanavratam Anukulena Krishna Anuchilanam Bhakti Uttama. I want Uttama Bhakti. We should pray for Uttama Bhakti. We should pray to become pure devotees so we can Radha Krishna Seva Pao Ehi Abhilashi. So that we can serve Radha and Krishna purely for their pleasure. When we chant Hare Krishna to become sinless, get freedom from sins, get freedom from suffering, that is good, but that is a low stage. When we chant Hare Krishna to get liberation, to get Krishna Dhamvas, I want to attain Krishna, I want to go to the spiritual world, Vaikunthavas, I don't want to suffer. That is also okay, but that is also a low stage of bhakti. But imagine someone who is chanting for Krishna's pleasure. Krishna, you said my chant, that's why I'm chanting. I don't know. I don't know what is right, I don't know what is wrong. I'll show you one very beautiful bhajan by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, where he says like that. I don't know what is right, what is wrong. I like it very much. Bholiya Tumhara Nahi. It is somewhere here. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Here. See, look at this. You can see this?
भालो मंद नहीं जानी सेवा मात्र करी तोमार संसारे आमी विषय प्रहरी.
So beautiful this is. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, आमार बोलिते प्रभु आर केह नाई तुमी आमार मात्र पिता बंधु भाई. Tomara bolite prabhu arakehanai. Amara bolite prabhu arakehanai. There is no one else who I can call my own other than you, Krishna. You are my only friend. Tumi amar matra pita bandhu bhai. You are my mata, you are my pita, you are my friend, you are my brother. So Krishna says, so what about your wife? What about your husband? What about her mother, father? What about her children? Who are they? Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur Maharaj says, Bandhu dara suta suta tava dasi das seita sambandhe sabe amara prayas. Yes, I am doing prayas, I am working, I am doing cheshta in this world for my wife, for my parents, for my children. But who are they? Tava dasi das. My wife is your dasi, my son is your das. My father is your das, my mother is your dasi. My husband is your das. Bandhu, dara, suta, suta, tava dasi das. They are all yours. I see my family members as your dasi and das. That's why, seita sambandhe sabe amara prayas. So I am working hard for them because they are your servants and I am servant of your servants. Haribo. Okay, what about your money? What about your house? Dhana jana griha dara tomara baliya raksha kari ami matra seva kahaya. House is yours. Manasa deha geha jo kichu mor arpilu tu apade onanda kishu. My money is yours. My house is yours. Everything is yours. Tomara baliya. Why are you living there then? Raksha kari ami matra seva kahaya. I am protecting your property, Krishna, as your sevak, as your servant. Tomara karyera tare uparji bodhan. Why are you earning money? For you, Krishna. Tomara karyera tare uparji bodhan. Tomara samsara vyaya karibo bahan. I am working and earning money, uparji bodhan, for you. आपका संसार चलाने के लिए आपके ग्रह गृहस्थ, ये आपकी घर गृहस्थी है. दिस इज योर हाउस होल्ड. यू आर द सेंटर ऑफ दिस हाउस होल्ड. नाउ पे इलेक्ट्रिसिटी बिल, पे वाटर बिल, पे द रेंट. इट ऑल टेक्स मनी. सो आई एम वर्किंग टू मेंटेन योर फैमिली. नाउ लुक एट दिस वर्स माताजी, दर्शिनी माताजी, लुक एट दिस ब्यूटिफुल वर्स. भाल मंद नाही जानी सेवा मात्र करी. आई डोंट नो व्हाट इज राइट, व्हाट इज रॉन्ग, व्हाट इज गुड, व्हाट इज बैड. आई डोंट नो, आई एम अ फूल. गुरु मोरे मूर्ख देखी करीला शासन. आई एम मूर्ख, आई डोंट नो एनीथिंग. भाल मंद नाही जानी सेवा मात्र करी. तोमार संसारे आमी विषय प्रहरी. प्रहरी, आई एम अ चौकीदार, वॉचमैन of your property. I don't know what is right, what is wrong. Seva matra kari. Only whatever you tell me, I do. Krishna, you said chant, I'm chanting. Kirtane sadahari, I'm doing. You said khaite, shuite, yatha tatha namlay, deshkal niyam nahi sarva siddhi hai. I will keep chanting. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Chaitanya Bhagavati, you have instructed chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Okay. I'm chanting. Shola Naam Bhattish Akshar, Ehi Mahamantra, you said in Chaitanya Bhagavad, your words. I'm chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. I'm yours, Krishna. So the consciousness should be, I'm chanting for you, Krishna, for your pleasure. That becomes Shuddha Naam Mataji. There is Naam Aparad, then there is offenseless chanting. Naam Aparad Rahit Naam, offenseless chanting, that is very good. That is our aim. But we want to chant offenselessly. When we chant offenselessly, we come to a stage where we start chanting for Krishna's pleasure. Not to get anything. For Krishna's pleasure. And that becomes the Shuddha Naam. When it is for Krishna. Krishna Prityartham. For the pleasure of Krishna. Is that okay, Mataji? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Last question.
Krishna, 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 Mataji. Yeah. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. It was so wonderful, the Gita you are saying, the Gaudiya Gita. What is the name of the Gaudiya Gita book? The name of the Kirtan book, Prabhuji? I didn't hear before that song.
It is Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur songs, and it is our song book. It's all available on the internet. If you go to KK Songs, you go to Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur under authors, all the songs are there, all the Sharanagati Gita are there.
Kya main pehla naam iska jo first line hai wo मैं क्या जान सकती हूँ? फर्स्ट लाइन ऑफ द
अच्छा,
सॉन्ग.
फर्स्ट लाइन ऑफ सॉन्ग. यस. तो दिस इज अमंग द शरणागति गीत माता जी. फर्स्ट लाइन इज आमार बोलिते प्रभु. अनन्या कैन यू शेयर बेटा, जस्ट पुट इट ऑन द ग्रुप फ्रॉम केके सॉन्ग्स. इफ यू जस्ट टाइप आमार बोलिते प्रभु आर केह नाई, आमार बोलिते प्रभु भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर, इट विल शो अप ऑन केके सॉन्ग्स.
एंड प्रभु जी और एक क्वेश्चन है, आई मीन लाइक बस चैंटिंग ऑफेंसलेस हम तो ये सोच भी नहीं सकते. इज लाइक उधर अपराध स्टील कंटिन्यू चैंटिंग इस स्तर पे है तो. बट व्हाट अबाउट द सेकंड इनिशिएशन दैट वी द पर्सन रिसीव सेवन मंत्रस.
यस.
So it's only for the desire, na? Because the disciple is desiring something related to Krishna, Krishna, Krishna bhakti. It's not only just chanting. So, can you just enlighten us, Prabhuji?
Enlighten on what? On the importance.
Enlighten
of
on the.
Importance of second. Mataji, बहुत बड़ा topic है ये. Importance of second initiation. तो छोड़ दो. But we should just do naam for now. Hare Krishna Mahamantra can give everything. And then you should ask your Shiksha Guru to guide you.
I don't have any Shiksha Guru, Prabhuji.
Aap kahan pe rehte ho? Kaun se gaon mein rehte ho?
Main rehte ho London pe, London. London pe rehte ho.
London mein kitne sare devotees hai? Aap kisi
achhe devotee? Mujhe koi pehchan nahi hai. Main ghar mein bas online mein hi Bhakti Sangha Japa mein aati hu.
आप यहाँ पे किसको जानते हो? आप डू यू नो कीर्तिदा सुंदरी माता जी और प्रीतिविलासिनी माता जी?
ऐसे तो माता जी सबका लेक्चर सुनती हूँ बस. हाँ, वैसा ही है.
हाँ, कोई नहीं. आप यू टॉक टू कीर्तिदा सुंदरी माता जी एंड प्रीतिविलासिनी माता जी, दे विल गाइड यू वेरी नाइसली. दे आर मैच्योर डिवोटीज, दे विल टेल यू अबाउट सेकंड इनिशिएशन. आप बिल्कुल चिंता मत करो, घर पे रहो, खूब नाम करो. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. श्रील प्रभुपाद जी की किताबें पढ़िए, वो आपके पास घर में हो तो बहुत अच्छा, उत्तम है. नहीं है तो आप ऑनलाइन पढ़ सकते हो, वेदाबेस पे, इंटरनेट पे सारे प्रभुपाद जी के किताबें, सारे लेक्चर, सारे लेटर्स निशुल्क अवेलेबल है, सबके लिए अवेलेबल है वेदाबेस पे. आप पढ़िए, आप खूब हरे कृष्ण मंत्र का जाप कीजिए, भक्ति संगा जापा ग्रुप पे हरि कथा सुनिए वैष्णवों के द्वारा, और वैष्णव के संग में रहिए. भगवान आपको आपकी सहायता करेंगे. आप बेफिक्र हो जाइए, आप प्रार्थना कीजिए प्रभुपाद जी से, भगवान कृष्ण से आपकी सहायता करेंगे, आपको मार्ग दिखाएंगे आगे का. आप निश्चिंत हो जाइए, बट खूब नाम कीजिए. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. तस्याहम सुलभ पार्थ, भगवान बहुत सुलभ है. ठीक है,
हरे
कृष्ण.
So
one last question, do you want to take, Prabhu? Yes, one last question we'll take. So that Amara Bolite Prabhu has been shared, Mataji who had asked.
Mataji.
Yeah. Yeah, it is there. You can click on that. KK songs. Yes, last question, Janeshwar Gauranga Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my obeisances. Thank you for this wonderful class, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Prabhu, I have a question because the topic of chanting came up. So, at least with me, I cannot speak for others, but I can say for myself, it seems the mind, when you start chanting and you would try to concentrate, that's when the mind starts going here and there. But as soon as you stop the japa, the mind sometimes seems to quiet down. Now, why is that, and how do you overcome that? You know, because when you want, okay, say, Turi, you take, I'm going to chant very nicely, attentively, then still the mind starts going here and there. And but as soon as the japa is done, then the mind, it seems like for the mind is now a good break or something. I don't know what it is, but that happens. And how do you overcome that, and why does that happen?
Janeshwar Gauranga Prabhu, just listen to this very carefully. Hare Krishna. This is based on Srila Prabhupada's teachings. Mind, Bhagavad Gita says, chanchal hi manak Krishna pramadi balavad dhidam. It is very chanchal, very restless, and it is our vairi. Krishna says, right now the uncontrolled mind is a vairi. Controlled mind is the best friend. But right now our mind is uncontrolled. It is giving us trouble. So mind is enemy. And it is a very restless enemy, very powerful enemy. And who is living in the mind? According to Bhagavad Gita, the resting place of lust is the mind, intelligence, the senses, everywhere this enemy has infiltrated. So how to control the mind? Please note this down. This is very important. Mind can be controlled by two. You have to do two things to control the mind. Okay? Two things to control the mind. Number one is Harinam. Cheto Darpana Marjanam Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. By chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna, chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Cheto Darpana Marjanam, our mind will become cleansed. It will become purified. It will become our friend. So first is Harinam, taking shelter of the holy name. Taking shelter means to tell Krishna that Krishna, you have appeared in the form of your holy name. Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar Nama Haiteha Sarva Jagata Nistar. I take shelter of you. Exclusively, I'm going to chant now. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One, Harinam, Nama Ashray. And number two is neglect. We have to neglect the mind. Mind falls down on the knees when it is neglected. Mind will come running vague. Mana vague. Vacho vegam. Manasa krodha vegam. These are vague. They just come urge. With velocity, vague. With speed, they just come. I want this. I want that. Sankalp vikalp. Sankalp vikalp. Mind will demand like a dog. Mind is barking. N-E-G-L-E-C-T. Neglect. Don't take the mind seriously. Enemy hai. Don't take the mind seriously. Vairi. Neglect the mind. Take shelter of the holy name. Strengthen the intelligence, Vivek Buddhi, through Shastra Swadhyaya and Sadhu Shravan. Hearing from the Sadhu. Hearing the Vani of the Sadhus and reading Shastra. The intelligence becomes strong. With the intelligence, we have to control the mind. Intelligence is the manager. Mind is the employee. But mind has taken over the intelligence. Now he's telling the intelligence what to do. Mind says, I want this. And intelligence becomes so subservient to the mind. Intelligence with its intelligence just, yes, 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 very good, do. There is a lot of anand, lot of enjoyment in this. Good, 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 mind, Prabhu, go ahead, do it. I will support you. Our intelligence has become a supporter of the mind. Neglect the mind. The mind will become weak. Our acharyas explain, the mind is like a parrot. On the ship. Bhagavatam says, Guru Karanadhar, Guru is the captain of this ship. Human form of life is like a ship. The Vedas and the Acharya Vani is the favorable winds, and we are going, and the mind is a parrot. And this sailor, Atma, has become very attached to the mind. My mind, Mera Man, my mind. But this parrot, it has a nasty habit. We are going to our destination, Golok Vrindavan, and this parrot mind, it flies away from the boat. Flies away. And then what we do, we turn the boat around. Ooh, mind has gone there. Chalo, mind, oh mind, where are you going? Come back to the ship. Oh mind. And we turn the ship away from our destination. We get distracted. No, the mind has nowhere to go, Prabhu. The middle of the ocean. There is nowhere to land. The parrot will fly. When it gets tired, it will turn around and come back to the ship. It has nowhere to go. Where will the mind go? It has to come back. We have to neglect it. If we focus on the mind, Krishna says, focus on one thing, then like a wind, a boat is swept away, we are swept away. Neglect the mind. Krishna says, like a turtle, like kurmavat, we have to withdraw our limbs inside. Neglect the mind. Close the door, close the window, put the phone on silent when mind comes knocking. In neglect, mind will demand, I want this. Neglect. Do not listen to the mind. Neglect it. You neglect, he will fall down on the knees one day and then will become a friend. Now I will think of Krishna. That is called Manashiksha. Now I will think of Krishna. Then you are my friend. As long as you think of Krishna, you are my friend. Like that. You have to neglect the mind and take shelter of the holy name and strengthen our intelligence. Let the manager be manager and let the parrot be parrot. Parrot urta hai, neglect, you keep going. towards the destination. Parrot will come back. It has nowhere else to go. Mind has to come back. Kidhar jayega mind? It has to come back. There's no resting place. So chanchal mind, it will come back. Neglect it. Just strengthen the intelligence with Shastra Swadhyaya, Acharya Vani Shravan, hearing the pure devotees, reading Srila Prabhupada's books, strengthen the intelligence. Neglect the mind and take shelter of the holy name of Krishna. Take shelter of the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Nam bhajan never stops. After 2 hours of chanting, it doesn't stop. Always. Khaite, shuite, yathatatha, naam lai, deshkal, niyam nai, sarva siddhi hai. Always chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Kaliyug, nothing else will work. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Eva kevalam, kalav nasteva, nasteva, nasteva gatiranyata. Shri Harinam ki jai. Is that true, Guruji?
Yes, Prabhu. I just need one little clarification, Prabhu, if you don't mind. So let me get this straight. When you're chanting and the mind diverts to some other thing, not demanding, but it goes over to a different thought or something. So you just continue chanting. You don't try to bring the mind back then? I just want to get a little clarification there.
Mind is subordinate. When an employee is misbehaving, what do?
You rectify him or you fire him. Or
that's why Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sri Thakur Prabhupada said, with a broomstick in the morning and with a chappal at night, phata phat, we have to beat the mind. Beat the mind means tadan. We have to chastise the mind and bring it under control. Bring it under control. And when we are chanting Hare Krishna, mind goes here and there. With the intelligence, Vivek Buddhi, bring it back. Come back. And Prabhupada said, if the mind doesn't come back, Prabhupada said, with your mouth you chant, with your ears you hear. Where is the question of mind? Yes. Neglect the mind. You are going? Go. With my mouth, with jivha, jivhe pi basva, amritam etha deva, govinda damodara madhaveti. And with our ears, shrunadam swakatha krishna punya shravana kirtana, hridandastohi abhadrani vidhunoti suhitsatam. Where is the mind? With the ears we hear, tongue we mind, you go. You'll get tired, you'll come back. Mind himself will come back. When he knows that the intelligence is no longer listening to me, the senses are no longer listening to me, now they are listening to Bhagavad Gita, then the mind will kaap jayega, mind will get scared, and then he will fall on the knees. But we should still never trust the mind. His Holiness Shripad Bhurijan Prabhu writes in his book, Japa, and Shukdev Goswami says this actually in Srimad Bhagavatam, that the mind is like a wild animal. Never trust the mind. Even when it is in the cage, the mind may be in the circus. The wild animal lion may be in the circus, but we have to be careful. Anytime those wild tendencies, the beast tendencies will come, may attack. You have to be very careful. Never trust the mind. Never. Matra swashra duhitrava na vivaktasano bhavet balavan indiradrama vidvamsam api karshati. Even a vidwan can get attracted. The mind is crazy. The senses are crazy. Balavan indriya grama and indriyana mana chasmi. Mind is the king of the senses. You have to be very careful. Very, very careful. So neglect the mind. Strengthen the intelligence with Shastra and Guru Vani. Chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra with the tongue, with the ears here, and the mind will be controlled. When the mind falls on the knees and says, what should I do now? Then you give little treat, a little rasgulla to the mind. Okay, now you want something entertaining? Okay, so let's hear some Harikatha. Let's hear some nice kirtan. Let's go in the association of devotees. Like that, we have to give some, like an employee, you have to give some incentive also. And you have to give a threat of punishment also. So you have to neglect the mind. And when the mind is behaving good, you give incentives. What the mind likes, okay, you like to hear Srila Indra Prabhu's kirtans, okay, now you can hear, no problem, sit, let's hear, like that. So some rasgulla also you have to give the mind. Okay, Prabhuji?
Yeah, Prabhu, thank you so much. I just seek your blessings and prayers so that I can improve in myself. Sadha.
You are much more advanced than me.
No, Prabhuji, no. thank you, Prabhu, thank you so much.
Thank you. So we'll stop here, it's very late. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.
Prabhu, thank you, Prabhu. Patiently answering all the questions. So patiently answered each and every question, Prabhu. Very grateful to you. With your permission, we'll end the call. vanchakalpatarbhyascha kripa sindhubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Ananta koti vaishnavrinda ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, His Grace Adigadadhar Prabhu ji ki.
Ananta koti vaishnavrinda ki jai. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Krishna
jai Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you, dear devotees, ending the call here. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhu.